everybody, and welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro along with Chris McPherson. And we're at the NovaCare Complex where the Eagles have gotten back to work on this beautiful Tuesday, getting ready for, it's a huge, huge week ahead. We are in the middle of it, Chris Mack, and I'm pretty fired up.
I'm certainly fired up as well, Dave. It was a great first step on Sunday, seeing the Eagles in action, demolishing the Indianapolis Colts, but that's already in the past. The coaches have taken the game film, they provided the teaching points for the players, and now you'll have the Baltimore Ravens coming to town on Wednesday for 3 days of joint practices before the second preseason game, and hopefully the debut of one quarterback, Sam Bradford.
Yeah, and DeMarco Murray running back, Kiko Alonso back at practice, lots of things going on as the Eagles going after it on Tuesday, and the Ravens come to town on Wednesday, of course, for some practices. So we're in the thick of things here in training camp. Let's head out to that practice field, and we've got our Eagles 360 update. Alex Smith with all the news.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The Eagles were back here at the NovaCare Complex after a day of rest following their 36-10 win over Indianapolis. The Baltimore Ravens will be in town for a series of joint practices starting tomorrow. So today, head coach Chip Kelly spoke about what he wanted his team to accomplish this week against the Ravens.
And then anytime I think you get a chance to compete against another team, you know, when you got players like Smith, you know, Steve Smith out there at receiver, and Joe Flacco, who's one of the best in the league, you know, that's always the great thing when we got a chance to go against the Patriots, is you got to, you know, play against Tom Brady. You know, we get a chance to go play against Flacco. You got Suggs and Dumervil and that group on the defensive line, outside linebacker defensive line in terms of pass rush. So that'll be some good matchups with our offensive line. So it's just, I think the competition part of it is what we're really excited about.
Of course, one of the ongoing storylines here in Eagles training camp is the offensive line, specifically that starting right guard position. On Sunday, it was Andrew Gardner who got the start with the first team. Today, Chip Kelly spoke about what he saw from Gardner and the offensive line on Sunday.
Well, the one thing about Andrew is he's very consistent. You know what you're getting. Extremely intelligent, knows how to run angles, knows where he's going on every play, does what you ask him to do. You know, he's not a flashy guy that's going to go out there and you're going to see him drive some guy back 15 yards and put him on his back and pancake him, but he always seems to be in the right spot, and I think he's worked really hard at it.
Gardner is a veteran entering his sixth year in the NFL, and while he's had other stops along the way, he feels that his extra year of experience with the Eagles in 2014 will help him moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, I felt comfortable last year. I mean, last summer, there's obviously the adjustment period where you learn the offense and everything, and this offseason program, there was none of that. You know, I knew everything, so I could really focus on technique and all that kind of stuff, and less on making sure I was doing the right thing on every play.
Switching over to the Eagles' defense, it was defensive lineman Benny Logan who made quite the impact on Sunday, recording 3 tackles on just 9 snaps. Today, Logan spoke about feeling more comfortable as he enters his third year in the NFL.
We just play off each other. We want to come out this year and make a statement. And every opportunity we get to be on the field, you know, going to make the best of the opportunity. So, you know, that first preseason game, we just came out there, you know, just played it as a regular season game. And we set the tempo from the first preseason game. We just got to keep that tempo and that momentum going, you know, through the rest of the preseason and carry it on over to the season.
While Logan may not be one to pat himself on the back, fellow defensive lineman Fletcher Cox was there to praise the young Eagles defender.
Well, that's the thing about it, because we go out and compete against each other every day, and we always want to get to the ball first, and you know, practice, game, or whatever the situation is, you know, we always want to compete against each other. You know, you can't forget Sid, his guys, just, and you got 3 guys just letting compete against each other.
And finally, some good news for the Eagles on the injury front as linebacker Kiko Alonso returned to the field following a concussion suffered earlier in training camp. Safety Jerome Kuplin also returned to the field following an appendectomy. As previously mentioned, the Baltimore Ravens will be here for joint practices starting tomorrow, and we will have wall-to-wall coverage right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks, Alex. A little bit later in the show, we'll take a look at second-year linebacker Marcus Smith, who made a big impact in Sunday's game, made some huge strides. Good thing to see from him. But after the break, we're going to hear from a player who had 2 touchdowns in Sunday's win, one Kenyon Barner.
Yeah, Kenyon Barner making a great first impression in the opening preseason game. Can he make the push go? And can he get all the way to the finish line and make this 53-man roster? We'll visit with Kenyon Barner, Eagles running back, when we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity.
section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
One day, a rider made a decision.
I'm ready.
The decision to ride on and save money. He decided to save money by switching his motorcycle insurance to Geico. There's no shame in saving money. Ride on. Ride proud. Geico Motorcycle. Great rates for great rides.
Comcast Sportsnet is giving away a pair of Eagles season tickets. Enter to win at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhilly. Welcome into the studio. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with one of the stars from Sunday's preseason opener, running back Kenyon Barner. Getting the preseason off the right way, I know that's exactly how you wanted to start things.
Absolutely, man. Like I've been saying time and time again, it's an absolute blessing. Just glad to be in a position that my coach has put me in a position to where I could succeed. So I'm glad I capitalized on the opportunity.
It's interesting, Kenyon. People don't understand how hard it is to go from college to the NFL. Oregon, you rip it up, 6.2 yards a carry, just do it. And then you get here, and it's been a really journey that's required a lot of patience, a lot of hard work. Talk about that and how much better you think you are than even last year when you got to Philadelphia.
It's a learning curve. You know, as a running back in college, you can kind of get away with doing what you want to do because you're faster than a lot of guys. A lot of guys don't have great techniques, so you can kind of get away with doing what you want to do. But here, you have defensive ends who are running 4.5s, 4.6s, 4.7s who, if you don't follow the right blocks and you try and bounce, they're going to catch you. So you have to learn the scheme of the offense. You have to learn how to read blocks, how to set blocks up. Then you have to also be under the right guys. So me being here under Sproles and back when I was in Carolina under D'Angelo Williams, Jonathan Stuber, Mike Tolbert, I've been able to learn a lot underneath those guys.
What is it like with Darren, and what is it about his style that helps you?
Well, we're kind of similar, you know, in our games and what we do as far as being able to catch the ball out of backfield, return balls, and how we run. So that's 11 years of wisdom. So I get in his back pocket, listen to everything that he has to say, everything that he tells me to do, I do it. That's 11 years.
An NFL veteran maybe doesn't want to share with you, doesn't want you to come in and steal his job. Why does Darren do it so willingly?
Darren's been in this league 11 years. Yeah. You know, he's not worried about nothing but himself. You know, so him being able to help me and willing to help me, that's big. You know, it's great. A lot of guys, like you said, wouldn't want to do that with a young guy, but he takes me under his wing and he helps me out a lot.
Let's talk about first, as a running back, this scheme, to be successful, what do you have to do?
You have to have patience. You have to be able to burst through the hole. You also have to be able to set your blocks up because it's not going to be right all the time. Everything's not going to be great sometimes. You're just going to have to stick it up in there and go. But this offense puts you in a great position to succeed.
As a punt returner, 92 yards. Most guys call fair catch or let it bounce into the end zone. You took the chance on Sunday, took it to the house. Take us through that play again.
First man just watching our jammers against their gunners. You know, the gunners are the first guys that get down the field that either make or break a punt.
So the ball's kicked and you're looking elsewhere.
Yeah, see the ball off the punter's foot. You have an idea of where it's going. You track it. But initially, I'm looking right at those gunners to see what our jammers are going to do. And so once I seen that they held them up and they did well with them, I figured that I would have enough time to catch the ball and make something happen. So catch the ball, see things, obviously make a guy miss, and my block has helped me do the rest.
What was the feeling like when you knew you were going to score?
I was tired.
I can tell you were tired.
I was tired, man, but it was a great feeling. You know, that first punt return in the NFL, you know, whether it's preseason or not, it's pretty big for me.
Last one for you, Kenyon. What does that kind of performance do going into the second week here? The Ravens coming to town, preseason game number 2 on Saturday.
And it's a great building block, but now you got to forget about it and you got to move on.
Yeah, and the road ahead is a tough one still.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Thanks. Kenyon Barner, keep up the great work. Kenyon Barner in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
With Xfinity, stream your recordings anywhere or download them to your smartphone or tablet to watch when you're offline.
Oh, now that would be nice.
Let's take it on the train.
Awesome.
Or on a plane.
This will work in a plane.
You can even watch on the moon.
Call or click today.
This night ain't for the faint of heart, for the faint.
carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish, everything you need to keep sweating.
Have you ever dreamed of owning Eagles season tickets? Well, these two seats could be yours because Comcast SportsNet and the Eagles are giving away a pair of tickets for the entire Eagles 2015 season. Every week this summer brings you closer to the dream with a new chance to win these seats. It's easy to enter. Just answer this week's poll question. Enter now at philadelphiaeagles.com/CSNPhilly, and these could be yours.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
The Eagles annihilated this team last season, but when it was all said and done, it was the Carolina Panthers who advanced to the divisional round of the NFC playoffs. What's in store for 2015? We're going to go behind enemy lines and bring in the voice of the Carolina Panthers, Mick Mixon. He joins us now on the phone. Mick, let me ask you this question. Was Cam Newton healthy last season? Because it seems like it's been a big difference in his performance. Was he fully healthy last season?
Oh, gosh, Chris, no. He had a heck of a year, and thanks for having me on your show. It's great to hear your voice, and all best wishes to you up in the city of brotherly love. Cam had the glass ankle last year. He had it retreaded in the offseason last year, and it just took a while for that joint to develop the integrity that it needs. Additionally, as you remember, he had the car accident in December where he rolled a 98 Dodge Ram pickup over two or three times on an overpass in Charlotte, climbed out of that, missed a game, then played gamely against Tampa Bay the next week. So it was a year to remember and a year to forget for Cameron Jarrell Newton.
Mick, Cam has said that he wants his Panthers offense to be the best in the entire NFL. Certainly a lofty goal there. Have they added enough weapons, whether it's up front along the offensive line or a wide receiver, to be able to do that?
Well, you know, it's if I run that question through the filter of what can we verify, what do we know, there have been good additions, most notably Michael Orr to hold down the left tackle spot, the former Raven offensive lineman that has some synchronicity with John Matsko, our O-line coach here that coached him in Baltimore. It looks as though Devin Funchess is the real deal at wide receiver, an early-round draft choice for the Carolina Panthers. Ted Ginn, Teddy Ballgame, he's back with our club after 1 year with the Arizona Cardinals. Running back depth may be a little bit of an issue. We'd be happy if you'd send us DeMarco Murray and let us have him for a while, but no, that's not going to happen. But Jonathan Stewart will be the starter, and then Fozzie Whitaker and Cameron Artis Payne working in, Jordan Todman behind him. Tight end looks pretty good. So I think the answer is a qualified yes, and so much will depend on how Cam Newton plays, Chris, and if he can kind of clean up that default wild high throw that every now and again plagues him in the passing game.
Mick, we know Sean McDermott from his time in Philadelphia. Can you talk about what he's been able to do with this defense, specifically that linebacker? The Panthers use their first-round pick on Shaq Thompson, one of the most versatile players in this year's draft. Can you talk about that linebacking core with Thomas Davis, Luke Kuechly, and now Shaq Thompson in the mix?
Well, with Thompson coming in, by any measured analysis, the Panthers should have one of the best linebacking cores in the NFC. And Sean McDermott is really he's the engine that drives this defense. How multiple his defense is, he is not risk-averse. He loves shaking it up, and he's got the kind of defensive playbook that if incoming players can master the nuances of it, and it is complex, they love sort of the DNA of Sean McDermott and how he thinks defensive football. NFL players want, they're alpha males, they particularly on defense, they want to blitz, they want to be aggressive, they want to get after the opposing quarterback, and that's what this D is designed to do.
Mick, the Panthers didn't have Greg Hardy for pretty much all of 2014. They still had 40 sacks for the season. Are they trying to find a complement to Charles Johnson to try to improve that pass rush to be able to generate more pressure on the quarterback without having to blitz?
Oh, gosh, definitely that. Yeah, that's the honey hole, of course. If you can get pressure with a four-man pressure, if those four-man pressures are getting home, then that's awesome because then you've got seven in the back half. But it's hard to do that against at least a five-man blocking surface. So somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to whip somebody. And Charles Johnson's just country strong. He's no Bruce Lee. He doesn't have the fists of fury arsenal of moves and counter moves, but he's got the shiver charge, the bull rush, very, very strong, heavy core and low center of gravity. But what about on the other side? You know, Mario Addison, Coney Ealy, Frank Alexander, there's guys there, but, man, when you mention Greg Hardy, you're talking about a player that the Eagles will see this year with Dallas, that Mother Nature only gives you one of those every 10 or 50 million births.
Mick, last question. The Panthers won the division last year with a 7-8-1 record. Are they still the class of the NFC South?
Of course. You know, Chris, we were talking off air. This NFL football is kind of a game of windows, a game of opportunities. You got to get a little lucky. This coaching staff with the Panthers, with Sean McDermott, Mike Shula, Eric Washington, Steve Wilks, Ricky Prohl, a lot of young, very promotable CEO, mediagenic type personality coaches. They're not going to be together forever. Cam Newton at the height of his powers, Luke Kuechly at the height of his. The schedule that allows Carolina to at least have a chance of getting off to a better start. Now, the Saints, the Falcons, the Bucks don't look as fearsome as they once did. Neither does San Francisco. Neither really does Seattle. So the Panthers are probably thinking a lot like the Eagles, and that is, why not us this year?
Mick Mixon, the voice of the Carolina Panthers, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer, in charge of providing for loved ones, growing your nest egg, and protecting what matters most. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
What makes a temple owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry in white. The city is our classroom, and we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, Filet-O-Fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or a snack wrap, plus a small fry for just $2.50. And bring brighter days to your summer, only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. We welcome you back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. It's Dave and Chris here at the NovaCare Complex. All eyes on Sunday, Chris, on number 90, Marcus Smith, second-year linebacker. Nice game for him, and somebody that we continue to watch. The Eagles really need somebody to step up at that third linebacker spot.
Yeah, key role. Brandon Graham held it a year ago. He's the full-time starter now, so who will be that third guy? Marcus Smith, last year's first-round pick, is hoping to be the guy. And the reason that Smith could possibly be that guy is he projected three key things that the outside linebacker must need to do in this defense. He was able to set the edge against the run. He dropped back in coverage, and we saw a little bit of pass rush from him as well. Our Eagle in focus today is the second-year linebacker Marcus Smith, and Bo Wolf shows us exactly how he's matured in his second season.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Bo Wolf, and welcome to Eagle in Focus. And today, we turn our attention to the team's first-round pick in 2014, linebacker Marcus Smith, who was taken with the 26th overall pick last May. And frankly, Smith did not have the impact he nor the Eagles expected him to have during his rookie season, playing only 8 games, only 6% of the team's defensive snaps, and recording only 1 tackle on the season. It was a tough season for Smith, partially because he was being bounced back and forth between outside and inside linebacker, but he could not find a comfort level in the defensive scheme, and the expectation is that that will hopefully change after he had his first full offseason in the NFL. Smith now competing to be the team's top backup at outside linebacker behind Brandon Graham and Connor Barwin. And we know that Smith can be effective. During his senior season at Louisville, the AAC Defensive Player of the Year, recording 14 and a half sacks, Smith now expected to turn that on during his second season with the Eagles. Bill Davis explains why he believes Smith will be different during his second season than during his rookie year.
He was out there some and out there not. He's taking big steps. So he came in there and looking great. He's in great shape, best we've seen him look. His understanding of the scheme is at a whole nother place. The rookie year is so hard, guys. You know, from the whole offseason after their college ends to the pressure of being a draft choice, the guys you see in the second year, they relax more. They're more themselves. They play smarter because they're not all nerved up. And we're hoping to see all those things come through with Marcus in his training camp.
With Travis Long lost for the season to a torn ACL, Marcus Smith now appears to be the front runner to be that number three outside linebacker behind Connor Barwin and Brandon Graham. But there will be competition in the likes of Brian Braman, Brad Jones, and others. Now, credit where credit is due. Marcus Smith working as hard as anybody on this Eagles roster every day after practice. The last two players on the field, Connor Barwin and Marcus Smith, working together to improve Smith's pass rush moves. And that's the area where he believes he needs to make the biggest improvement from 2014 to 2015. I'm Bo Wolf, and this has been Eagle in Focus.
Thank you very much, Bo Wolf. And keep going, Marcus Smith. Eagles need him to step up again this week. It's a big week for the Eagles. The Ravens come to town on Wednesday. Practices Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, of course. Preseason game number two on Saturday. What do you want to see against the Baltimore Ravens this week? Not Saturday.
About,
this
yes.
week.
Yeah. But really, I want to see Joe Flacco. Like one of the best quarterbacks in the league, Super Bowl champion. I want to see him go against this new-look secondary. How do some of the players, guys like Eric Rowe, Jalen Watkins, you know, Ed Reynolds with a big game on Sunday, how do they perform against the Ravens offense? And there's a lot of great individual matchups. This Eagles defensive line, arguably one of the best in the league, a very good Ravens front. So those one-on-one battles, I think that will be fun to see.
Yeah, a key week for Sam Bradford. He'll get the reps with the first-team offense. Tempo will be high. He's still wearing the red jersey. Don't expect anybody to be tackled to the ground. So good week for everyone here. We're looking forward to it. We thank you for joining us today on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow when the Baltimore Ravens come to town. Have yourselves a great Eagles night, everyone.